The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
The gospel is still under siege. This is a book recently written by Bob Wilkin, and it's what we're discussing now on Grace in Focus. Today, what about the final judgments after this life is over? Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Learn more about us at our website, faithalone.org. There you can find out about our regional conferences, and you can read our daily blogs. That's faithalone.org. Now with today's discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Mike Lee.
All right, Bob, finally we're coming to chapter 9 of your book, The Gospel is Still Under Siege. Finally, the final judgment.
Now that sounds like a funky title.
Yeah.
I come up with funky book titles and funky chapter titles. Finally, final judgment.
Finally, okay. Final judgment.
What's this about?
Well, I guess this is about what happens to people after they die, because there are some various judgments that you start to describe. And so I guess one of the points you first make is that everybody's going to be judged by works. So I guess this applies to both believers and unbelievers?
Yeah, there's a consistent theme in both the Old and the New Testament that people are judged according to their works in this life, and they will be judged according to their works after this life. There's lots of references in this regard. In Matthew 16, Jesus says that the Son of Man is coming in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will recompense each according to his works. Matthew 16:27. You have in the Great White Throne Judgment, these books are opened, and people are judged according to what is written in the books concerning their deeds, concerning their works. In 2 Corinthians 5:9 and 10, we're told that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one must receive according to what he has done, whether good or bad. And so every believer is going to be judged at something called the judgment seat of Christ. And again, it's according to his works. And you can find this in Proverbs. You can find it all through the New Testament, that there will be judgment according to works after this life is over. Even Daniel chapter 12 talks about this.
And then your book starts to talk about this one particular judgment, which looks to be based on works, the judgment of the sheep and the goats.
Okay. Now, these are all called eschatological judgments.
Mm-hmm.
And eschatological is a fancy word for last day's judgment. Because in the Greek, the word eschatos means last. And so eschatology is the study of the last days. Eschatological judgments are judgments after this life is over. And there are at least three mentioned in the New Testament. One is called the judgment of the sheep and the goats. That's Matthew 25, 31 to 46. Matthew 24 and 25 is called the Olivet Discourse because Jesus was teaching on the Mount of Olives. And he was teaching about his soon return and judgment that will occur then. He talks about the judgment of believers in the parable of the just and the unjust servant at the end of chapter 24, the parable of the 10 virgins, the beginning of chapter 25, and then the parable of the talents, Matthew 25, 14 through 30. And then in 31 to 46, he talks about the judgment of the sheep and the goats. After the tribulation, there will be a judgment of the Gentiles who survive the tribulation. And the sheep are the believing Gentiles who survive the tribulation. The goats are the unbelieving Gentiles that survive the tribulation. And they're all judged according to their works. The sheep are going to inherit the kingdom, which refers to ruling with Christ in the life to come. And the goats are going to be cast into judgment, eternal fire, everlasting fire. But what I take is going on there for the goats is we know that they will be judged at the Great White Throne Judgment. And so as a result, this is considered by some to be a sort of an arraignment. I mean, the other possibility is you could say this was their final judgment and they're not going to appear at the Great White Throne Judgment. But when you read Revelation 20, 11 to 15, it certainly sounds like this is 100% of the unbelievers of all time, which would include, therefore, the goats who survive the tribulation, the Gentile unbelievers who survive the tribulation. So I would say this is their arraignment.
Okay, so there's actually multiple judgments that will take place. There's not this just one final judgment for everybody, both believers and unbelievers?
Yeah, now I did a book years ago called Four Views on the Role of Works at the Final Judgment. Zondervan published this, and I was one of four authors. And the other authors all disagreed with me that there are at least three separate judgments: the judgment of the sheep and the goats, the judgment seat of Christ, and the great white throne judgment. In fact, Tom Schreiner, who was raised under dispensationalism, was taught dispensationalism at Western Conservative Baptist Theological Seminary, he said, you know, I once was taught this dispensational scheme, and I can't keep up with what Wilkin's talking about. He said Wilkin talks about the judgment seat of Christ, the great white throne judgment, and the judgment of the sheep and the goats, and I can't follow what in the world he's talking about. He said all of those are the same thing. They're all talking about final judgment of all people. Mm-hmm. So Schreiner's view, which was also the view of James Dunn, who was in that book, and also Barber, who was in that book, they all held the view there's one final judgment at the end of time, one eschatological judgment, and everybody from all time, believers and unbelievers, are judged. And according to their view, our works are judged to determine whether we're going to get into the kingdom or whether we're going to be sent to the lake of fire. The reason the works are judged is either to say, okay, they're worthy, or maybe they won't say they're worthy, but they would say these works show that they're genuine believers, or these works show that they persevered, whatever they want to say. But the bottom line is they're saying people are getting into the kingdom because of their works. Even though they may say it's by grace through faith apart from works, mm-hmm. they're going to say, no, no, your works are judged. Yet Revelation 20:15 says anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
We will rejoin in just a moment, but years ago, Zane Hodges wrote The Gospel Under Siege. Sadly, this is still true, and GES President Bob Wilkin has recently written its sequel. Bob's new book, The Gospel Is Still Under Siege, is a book about theological clarity on the biblical teaching about eternal salvation. It is available now. Secure yours today at the Grace Evangelical Society's bookstore. Find it at faithalone.org/store. That's faithalone.org/store. Now back to today's content.
So how do you reconcile John 5:24, where it says the believer will not come into judgment?
Okay, that's a good question. And my answer is that is not talking about any judgment. That is talking specifically about judgment concerning everlasting life. Because think about John 5:24, there's three elements. He who hears my word and believes in him who sent me, present tense, has everlasting life. Future tense, shall not come into judgment. Well, it's not actually a future tense, but the person will not come into judgment is the sense of it. But is past tense, from death into life. The first element and third element both mention life. Has everlasting life, has passed from death into life. The second element implies that, so that he will not come into judgment concerning everlasting life, concerning his eternal destiny. Believers will be judged, but the judgment is not a judgment to determine our eternal destiny. The great white throne judgment is a judgment that does determine eternal destiny.
So are you saying that the common view of what these judgments are determine your eternal destiny, that it actually creates a siege on the gospel?
It does, because you end up thinking somehow, I need to persevere in good works in order to get into the kingdom. You end up thinking of work salvation. Tom Schreiner, in his book, The Race Set Before Us, says that we're running the Christian race, and the prize we're striving for is everlasting life, and we will win that prize if we persevere in the race. I mean, that's work salvation, in my opinion. I don't see how you can come up with any other explanation, and yet he's a Calvinist. And he teaches at a leading Calvinist Baptist school, Southern Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky.
So the message out there, a lot of it is, you need to prepare yourself for this final judgment that determine your eternal destiny, and the way you prepare yourself is get to work.
Right. People will point to all kinds of verses in the New Testament that are sanctification verses, And they will use them to say, okay, if you don't persevere, you're not going to make it. They will say, you're going to be judged. And it is true we're going to be judged according to our works, whether we're a believer or an unbeliever. But neither the believer or unbeliever is judged according to our works to determine our destiny. Revelation 20:15 says our destiny of the unbeliever is determined because his name is not in the book of life. The works are judged. That's to determine their degree of torment in the lake of fire, but not to determine their destiny. In terms of the judgment seat of Christ, we're judged according to our works to determine our degrees of eternal reward, but not to determine our destiny, because that's what's settled the moment we believed in Christ.
Bob, you have a subsection here on these missing judgments.
Some of them would be, for example, Old Testament saints. We're not told where Old Testament saints or when they will be judged. We're also not told about the judgment of Jewish believers from the tribulation. We're not told about that. We're also not told about the judgment of millennial saints, believers from the millennium. When will they be judged? It's possible that those who come to faith during the millennium will be judged at the Great White Throne Judgment, because verse 15 of Revelation 20 says, anyone not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. That might imply there are people there whose names are in the book of life. If that's the case, that would not be church-age believers, because we're judged before the millennium. Mm-hmm. That couldn't be Old Testament saints, because they have to be judged before the millennium so they could either rule or not rule during the kingdom. It also couldn't refer to tribulation saints, because they're judged before the millennium. So it would only refer to millennial believers, but there might be a separate judgment for millennial believers. We don't know.
To sum up, how would you answer someone who says, I'm worried about the judgment of where I'm going to go with my final destiny?
Yeah, and then I would say the problem you have there is you do not yet believe, or you do not currently believe, the promise of everlasting life. Go to John 3:16, John 5:24, John 6:47. Prayerfully read the Gospel of John a chapter a day until you get it. And once you get it, you will see that the person who believes in Jesus is never going to perish, never going to die, never going to be cast out, never hunger, never thirst, that the believer is secure forever. They have an irrevocable salvation. But yes, you should be concerned about your judgment at the judgment seat of Christ. You should be watching for Christ's soon return. You should long to hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. Yes, you should be concerned about the judgment seat of Christ, but not concerning your eternal destiny. That's a done deal if you believe in Christ.
All right, very good. And remember, keep grace in focus.
Read many from our library of thousands of free magazine and journal articles online at faithalone.org/resources. That's faithalone.org. Did you miss an episode of Grace in Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode, we have a final summary on this series, The Gospel is Still Under Siege. Please join us. Until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.